Disgraced R&B star R. Kelly has been found guilty of charges including the sexual exploitation of children, bribery, racketeering, and sex trafficking involving five victims. NPR Arts correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkas was at the courthouse throughout the trial and for today's verdict. Hi, Anastasia.
Hey, Ari.
Walk us through these guilty verdicts.
Sure thing. Well, the government had charged R. Kelly with eight counts of sex trafficking as well as racketeering, meaning that he had run a criminal enterprise for the specific purpose of luring in victims for sex crimes. The racketeering charge included 14 alleged acts within it, including sexual exploitation of children, forced labor, and sex trafficking. And with racketeering charges, interestingly, the jury only had to find two of those acts proven in order to find him guilty. And this jury actually found 12 of the acts proven. The evidence was just that overwhelming. But there was one woman named Sonia who accused him of kidnapping and sexual assault. Her allegations were not proven. And the other victims, the ones whose charges were proven or the ones related to them were chosen, include the late singer Aaliyah, his former protege, as many people know, as well as four other women named Stephanie, Geronda, Jane, and Faith. And most of them testified under first names only or with pseudonyms.
So that was the verdict. Walk us through how the trial went leading up to today.
We were here for 7 weeks of testimony, a lot of very grueling testimony for the victims. After that, the jury deliberated for 9 hours. And while we were waiting today, while they deliberated, we journalists spent a chunk of today hearing some very graphic, humiliating, and upsetting audio of Kelly abusing several women. Audio taken from video the jury had seen, but we and the public had not seen that video, but we got to hear the audio today.
Allegations followed Kelly around for decades. Remind us how they first started coming to light.
Yeah, the first reporting on R. Kelly appeared in the year 2000 in the Chicago Sun-Times, so it's been a very long road. And, of course, there's been a lot of recent reporting, including in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly and in Journal's Jim DeRogatis' book Soulless. The momentum around this case has really built up quite a bit, not just in terms of the larger Me Too movement, but in terms of evidence piling up specifically against Kelly.
So what possible sentence does he face?
Well, this is actually a two-part thing. There's the sentence and then some other things going on, Ari. The government here in New York tells us that Kelly faces a possible sentence of 10 years to life in prison, and sentencing for that is scheduled for May 4th. Then, on top of that, there's also going to be a second federal trial in Chicago. That one is on charges of child pornography and obstruction of justice. And then there are two more sets of criminal charges involving minors, one in Cook County, Illinois, and one in Minnesota.
What was Kelly's demeanor like in court today?
He sat absolutely stock still, Ari, as the foreperson delivered the jury's verdict. He was more visibly nervous during the government's closing arguments last week. He was rocking back and forth really fast in his chair and doing things like rubbing his temples. But today, we really couldn't see very much because most of the media were watching from a video feed in an overflow courtroom, and he was masked anyway. So we couldn't see any subtle expressions today, but he was extremely still.
Can you tell us a little bit about what this means for the larger Me Too movement to hold men accountable for their mistreatment of women?
Sure. I think one of the most important things to note about the R. Kelly trial in particular is that mostly the accusers were black women, and that's a watershed moment. In closing arguments, prosecutors made reference to the fact that these women's lives mattered. And I think a lot of people heard the evocation of Black Lives Matter in that phrasing.
It's NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas, who was at the court where R. Kelly was convicted of the charges against him. Joining us from there, we could hear the background noise. Thank you so much, Anastasia.
Thank you, Ari.